not just politicians at Westminster whose relationships with Rupert Murdoch and News International are under scrutiny. This afternoon, Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, has published details of his meetings with company executives and of letters exchanged. Our Scotland correspondent, James Shaw, can tell us more. What are the details, James?
Yes, essentially a whole range of letters that we're seeing now in full detail between Rupert Murdoch and Alex Salmond, the First Minister of Scotland. And it's the tone of the letters is quite interesting sometimes. There's a certain warmth that goes a little bit beyond politeness. So just to give you a couple of examples of that, for example, in October of 2007, this is Alex Salmond writing to Rupert Murdoch in New York. "Dear Rupert, it was good to meet you again in New York earlier this month. I enjoyed our conversation and as ever found your views both insightful and stimulating." The letter that then goes on to talk about other issues, about the Scottish economy, energy and tourism. Then another letter a little while later, also in 2007. "Dear Mr. Murdoch, thank you so much for the invitation to open the splendid new plant at Eurocentral." This is a location where News International is printing newspapers in Scotland. "I hope that News International goes from strength to strength and that your, quotes, big bet in newspapers will pay off." Because so you can see, I think there, Eddie, that there is an attempt to sort of establish a warm relationship between Alex Salmond and Rupert Murdoch and News International.
What's Mr. Salmond saying about that? What are his opponents saying?
Well, I think in terms of the politics of it, you can see that Labour in Scotland are trying to make capital, and they're saying that they're describing Alex Salmond's behaviour as highly questionable. I think certainly talking to people around Alex Salmond today, they would completely reject that. They would say that the relationship was completely open and above board. But one interesting detail to add there is the fact that the most recent meeting between Rupert Murdoch and Alex Salmond was in June of this year, just not much more than a month after the Scottish elections, which, of course, the SNP won. They are in government, and the News of the World and the Scottish Sun had switched their support to the SNP in the run-up to those elections. And I did ask the question, did Alex Salmond meet Rupert Murdoch at the News International offices in London to thank him for the newspaper's support? I was told that was not the case. Some News International papers did not support the SNP, and the conversations were purely about the Scottish economy and the investments that News International and BSkyB make in Scotland.
James, thank you.